Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be with you tonight. Pastor Mark and Carmen, I'm just so moved to be here. Your praise, just being with you guys, it's been, what, 3 or 4 years? And your praise and worship was so outstanding. And just seeing what God has done for you moves me deeply. The last time I was with you, you were still in the, what did you call it, a shopping center? In the shopping center. And I've toured your beautiful facility. Dr. Jerry Savelle and Carolyn had told me what all God has done for you. And so I'm just so grateful to be with you tonight. And I greet all of you in the love of God, and I bring so many greetings from the Christians in our church in Nairobi. And I just want to say, I told Pastor Mark and Carmen what your partnership has meant to me. You know, my circumstances are different than the last time I was with you. My husband has moved to heaven. Wade went to heaven in 2012. And I know many people wondered if I would stay, but you know, I would never consider taking my life into my own hands. And I feel very safe in Kenya, although Kenya's not safe, because I know that I'm in the will of God. In 2014, Wade had died in 2012. And everyone kind of, at the end of 2012, and everyone took it a bit easy on me in 2013. But in 2014, it seemed like the pressures of going from number 2, following in Wade's footsteps, to number 1, I was really feeling it. So many demands, decisions to be made. Just in a great shift, even where my own life was concerned. Of course, believing God to be strengthened after Wade went to heaven, and then walking in new things. And one evening, I was exhausted. And during the day, I had said, Lord, is this really your will for me? Am I still really in your will? And that night I'd bathed and prepared for bed, and I was just climbing on the bed, and the Lord said to me, I've entrusted this to you. And you know, when the Lord gives you a word, when He speaks to your heart and says something as magnificent, those were magnificent words to me. I've entrusted this to you. I drew strength and encouragement, and I made a determination that I would continue walking in the will of God, as improbable as it would seem to be, that I would continue to live in an African nation with all of the challenges that are there in Africa, particularly terrorism. Kenya's had over 300 terrorist attacks since 2011. We're really fighting on the front lines of the war against ISIS. And so I know that decision seems improbable, but I'm here tonight to look each one of you in the eyes and say, no matter what your challenges are, God's grace is more than sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you may be going through, but there are things that God has entrusted to you. And if you will stay committed to His purposes and His will, I am telling you, He will strengthen you and give you grace to do what in the natural, emotionally, physically, even financially, you may think, how in the world is this going to work? But I'm telling you, what God has entrusted to you, He is able to strengthen you and provide for you to do. Hallelujah. And so I come to you tonight with such a grateful heart, as improbable as it may seem to be. I'm still loving what we're doing in the nation of Kenya. Of course, we have our church work in Nairobi, and you saw the church in the latter part of that video. And we have a strong faith church, word church, praising church, Holy Spirit church in Nairobi that is really the backbone of our ministry there. And I'm so grateful for it. And then you saw that we work with orphans and vulnerable children. I know many of you know that. I'm amazed to tell you tonight, Wade and I started working with orphans and vulnerable children in 2001 when the AIDS pandemic was just raging. Still a very serious issue. But the Lord began to put children in front of us. And I've learned this about the will of God. When you're uncertain about His will, pay attention to what He puts in front of you. And as we began to be exposed more and more to orphans and vulnerable children who had been orphaned through the AIDS pandemic, and we began to care for them, just the will of God began to come forth. And we began to feed them and house them and clothe them. And then there became the major issue of educating them. And do you know, today, all these years later, I've got 14 that are in university and various kinds of colleges in Kenya. I mean, guys, that's amazing to me. And we have scores in high school and scores in secondary school. And I'm so grateful for the partners that partner with me in ministry that are enabling us to do the kind of life-changing work. Did you hear those three children? Those are three children who are spokesmen for so many children's lives that we are touching. All of them have been rescued from almost certain death, certain sex trafficking. If children are unattended, they are taken up and caught up into sex trafficking. And East Africa and Kenya are just at the very epicenter of the sex trafficking industry in Africa, which has become a worldwide issue. So many of the children that we are caring for, and you saw some of them in the video, are victims of a sexual abuse that was leading to sex trafficking. And so what a privilege and an honor it is to be in the nation of Kenya and affecting the lives of children as well as youth and adults with the Word of God. Didn't Jesus tell us to go to the uttermost parts of the earth? He said that we would receive the Holy Spirit, and that when we would receive the Holy Spirit, we would receive the power to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, y'all, when I'm in Africa, I am not there by myself, because I cannot do what I'm doing without a strong partnership base. When I say we, I'm speaking on behalf of every church and every partner that partners with Living Faith International. We are doing this work. I am there representing my partners. And so I'm just so grateful for how far the Lord has brought us. And in 2015, You know, I believe we're entering years when there's going to be a lot of turmoil in the nations. I believe we're walking in that turmoil right now, financial turmoil, spiritual turmoil, where we see radical Islam desiring to establish a worldwide caliphate where we're all under their thumb, under Sharia law. So there's spiritual turmoil. There is all kinds of turmoil on the earth. But I believe God is going to strengthen the church, and God is going to strengthen Christians with the power of the Holy Spirit to profoundly impact this generation. I don't know if this is the generation when Jesus is coming or not, but y'all, I feel we're on the precipice of a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I believe so much of it is going to come through our youth and even through our children. And this past year in 2015, the government of Kenya, our youth are in so much turmoil in Kenya. And what the United States releases actually goes everywhere into every nation of the earth. And so when some decisions were made about sexuality, you know, we almost immediately began to see that impact in the nation of Kenya. And so the government contacted us and said, will you please come into as many secondary schools in Kenya as you will be willing to come into. Secondary schools are high schools. And please teach the Word of God. Help us with our young people, because they are being drawn to witchcraft and the occult. They're being drawn into homosexuality and lesbianism and general rebellion. And ISIS is attempting to radicalize our youth. And we're asking you to help us. Church, what an honor that was. And so we have begun going into the various high schools in Nairobi, and we hope to be strengthened to go even beyond Nairobi, and are seeing youth saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe it's the beginning of a reversal of what Satan is trying to do in the nation of Kenya, which is just absolutely overrun us. Islam, radical Islam, wants all of Africa to come under their sway. And so we're fighting that with the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you shall receive power. And I'll tell you, if you'll ask for it, if you'll ask for the will of God, ask Him to open the door to His will, and ask Him to fill you with the power to do His will, He will open amazing doors for you. And we still find this to be such an amazing door. I'll tell you something, church, we're believing for, and that is to buy several sound systems so that our various teams will have sound systems to go in to these secondary schools. We're raising up youth praise and worship teams, and the youth love to see the youth lead praise and worship. And so as we have more sound systems, they're about $10,000 each. That's keyboard. See, we have to import all of our sound equipment. And then so you pay duty on top of your cost for importing. And but that is going to have a profound impact on the schools that we are going into. I want to share one scripture for you tonight. I understand time constraints, but I just want to say, y'all, after Wade's death, God had given me a couple of dreams. I don't have time to share them with you. But when I had them before his death, he said, well, honey, what does this mean? And And I believe God to interpret dreams when he would give me that interpretation. And on both of those dreams, one at the end of 2011 and one at the beginning of 2012, and he died in 2012, both of them I had to say, honey, the Lord didn't say anything to me. Now, looking back after his death, I was being called in one dream and commissioned in another dream. And that became clear after his death. But I'll tell you something I've had to believe for, church. And that is God, that God would increase my measure of ministry. It's different when you are two. And of course, I've walked through several shifts since his homegoing. But I've had to believe for my measure to increase. My measure of physical strength. I've actually started exercising because I realized I'm not going to make it just on my usual physical strength. I lift 10 whole pounds of weights now. I do 10 of these, 10 of these, 10 of these, and 10 over my head, and I call that exercising. But I've had to believe God that my measure of strength physically, just to keep up with everything physically, would increase. And then I've had to believe God after you lose your husband. You know, you've got to believe that emotionally, God will do things in you emotionally. Because I was always kind of in Wade's, you know, shadow, so to speak. Now you step forward. I have to have a greater measure of emotional strength. And then I've had to believe God to increase my measure of spiritual strength. Because so much that involves ministry, church involves engaging warfare. So my measure has had to be increased. Let me say this quickly in Matthew 7 and verse 2. I like this in the New American Standard Version. Matthew 7 and verse 2 says, "For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you." Now let me just bring forth a couple of things about this. Our measure, by the way we measure, it will be measured to us. Let me give you a couple of things that are in measure. Your measure will not increase without this. One thing involved in measure is purpose. So there is that heart surrender to God that says, I want only your purpose. Church, put your purpose in your measure. Believe God for your purpose because it is part of the measure that you measure out to him in faith and that he measures back to you in his response to your faith. So one very significant part of anyone's measure is purpose. And number two, it is relational. Your relationship with the one you're measuring to and the one who will be measuring back to you. A measure assumes the presence of two. And that is God and me concerns my measure, so it's individual. But do you know it's also a community? A community can put purpose and relation in a measure, and that's what I'm doing in Kenya. And that connects us, and our measure connects us to God, but when we measure out together, it connects us to one another. So our measure also involves connection. Can you say amen? And as we're just have written down a few notes, I just want to read this to you. As we're connected to God in purpose and in relation and in responsibility. Do you know you have to put responsibility in your measure? So you've got purpose and you've got your relationship. You've got responsibility that connects you through your measure. When we're connected to God and we're connected to one another, do you know we transfer our blessing to others? That's one of the things I've learned about partnership. I believe that's true partnership. When we're connected together, it becomes our measure. Not just my measure, but our measure. And by the standard we measure out, it will be measured back to us. And so my measure has increased, and I've had to believe God for my measure to increase. And as I'm looking at 2016 and even new responsibilities that we've taken on as a ministry in Kenya, I'm believing for my measure to increase in 2016, and that there will be greater purposes released in that measure, and I'm willing to take on greater responsibility. And as my partners with me, I just want to ask you to prayerfully pray about your measure where these things are concerned, because God promises according to the standard of measure that you measure out, it will be measured back to you again. I'm believing for my measure to increase. Will you believe with me that I'll be able to measure out in 2016 in degrees that I've not yet walked in? Would you just lift your hands with me, please? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to speak your blessing over precious Pastor Mark and Carmen, and over precious Grace Church, that in the year 2016, their measure will increase. You will see, church, the measure of God increase as He measures back to you. Father, I pray for this church. I pray for their strength to increase. I pray that the measure of the power of the Holy Spirit will increase. I pray that their influence in this community will increase. And I pray that their influence in the nations will increase. And Father, I just thank you that you will pour out your Spirit upon Grace Church in 2016. And that the word that comes forth will be in the might and in the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to give Pastor Mark and Carmen and the other ministers the utterances of the Holy Spirit in 2016. And I just thank you, Father, that there is an increase in their measure, and you measure increase back to them. And that, Father, as it is in the month of January, may it not be the same in December 2016. But may the measure of this lovely congregation have increased on every hand. And may the desires of Pastor Mark and Carmen be fulfilled. And may they walk in greater measures of the grace of God in 2016, their footsteps ordered in the anointing and in the favor of God. And Father, I do bless them for their partnership and for the prayers of this church. I covet their prayers. I do bless them for their giving. And I just thank you and praise you that I can call this church a partner church and a church where I have friends and where I'm received in love and in graciousness. And I do thank you for them with all my heart in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark.